Greetings in the precious name of our adorable, soon-coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker today, John Horn, and I want to ask your attention once again to the 18th chapter of St. Luke, and we have been considering the two prayers that are found from verses 9 through verses 14, the prayer of a Pharisee that did not rise very high, and then the prayer of a poor publican that reached heaven, that reached the very presence of God, that reached the ear of God, and there was an immediate response and an answer from himself. Now, one other thought I should like to notice in contrast between these two men who were alike in the temple. In that sense, they were alike, and indeed, they were alike in other respects too. In this respect, they were alike that they were both sinners. Now, they differed in this respect. The one man prayed with himself, the other prayed to the God of heaven. The Pharisee did not admit the truth about himself at all. All he had to say was commendatory to self, and there was no condemnation. He smote upon his back and really was saying, "What a wonderful man I am." Now, in contrast to that, and this is what I want to notice with you today, for it's very interesting and very, very precious, and I have no doubt whatsoever but what there are some listening in, and you're saying, "Well, now, that's what I would like to know." And I think of the passage you read in your first broadcast some time ago, and the question is asked in the 25th of Job, "How then can man be justified with God?" And that's what I want to know. How could I be justified? And as we pointed out, it simply means to be absolved from guilt, to stand in God's presence as though I had never committed one offense, as though I had never sinned against God and against the high heaven. Now, in the story then of the publican, he does not smite himself on the back and commend himself and condemn others. But I'll tell you what he does do. He gets at the root of the trouble. And so we are told, first of all, standing afar off, he felt himself unworthy even to draw near. And then next it says he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. Do you know what I believe? I believe that he knew somewhat the truth of the experience of the prodigal son, as you have it in this very same gospel, just a couple of chapters back from where we're now reading. And you remember when the prodigal returned, he said, "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee." And so I cannot but think when I read this interesting story. Just listen to the words, if you will. The publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven. In other words, he said, "Lord, I'm simply totally unworthy. I'm not fit for your holy presence." And then he goes on a little bit further too. And as we said, he gets right at the source of the trouble. He smites himself upon the breast, and then he says, "God, be merciful to me," not merely a sinner. He didn't just say, you know, as people are often willing to admit, well, they say, of course, we're quite ready to agree that we haven't always maybe just done exactly the right thing, and maybe there has been departure in some things not exactly pleasing to God, but of course it's true of us all. No, friends, you never get anywhere with God in such a confession as that. You have to own and to admit in his presence that you have sinned. And this is how it goes, even again in the book of Job. If any man say, "I have sinned," it's so easy to say, "They have sinned." It's so easy to point the accusing finger at others. But have you ever pointed your finger towards yourself and say, "I am the sinner. God be merciful to me, the sinner"? And I'll guarantee you that would not be a prayer directed to yourself as was the prayer of the Pharisee. That would be a prayer that would instantaneously would reach high heaven, that would reach the very ear of God. And I'll tell you what you'd hear, and you get this: "I tell you the truth, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now listen, if you want to do business with God, it must be in His way. Own in His presence that you are the sinner for whom Christ died, that you are in need of mercy. Say to Him, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Yes, thank God that His mercy is rich, His mercy is free, His mercy is full. Yes, His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Receive Him as your Savior today, and you'll become a justified person. Now we're going to say more about that in the will of the Lord in our next broadcast to you.